Hey, Antonio, it's Ruben. Sorry, that inspector went a little longer than expected. Is now still an okay time?
It's all right.
All right, so here's the approval I have for you. There's a few different ways to slice it. My job is to give you options, and if you're interested, move forward with the funding. So
okay. What
you've got is a food truck, and the whole issue is that whether this equipment, this truck is new or used, I think it's new based on what I saw. And did you just pay cash for it?
Yes, I saved and paid for it.
How much did you pay cash for it?
Like over 20-something thousand.
Okay, so you popped a lot of cash into it. Okay, well, here's my thought process of what I would suggest. We don't really care if the vehicle is new or used, but our basic concern is if the transaction defaults, if it defaults and someone stops, or not someone, if a customer stops paying us, trying to track down equipment that's inside of a truck is very kind of iffy from like a legal lease standpoint of view. So what we can offer you is this. We can offer you something that's, instead of giving you basically a Band-Aid solution, which is just doing one piece of equipment, we can basically reimburse you or finance the whole cost of all the equipment you put in the truck. We would just have to have the truck as additional collateral until the funding is paid off. I can go up to $15,000. I can go up to $15,000.
That's more than I need. I only need about $3,000. I could have the equipment for you as the collateral. That's the problem. That's what we're trying to situate right there. Just those
Correct.
Two pieces is all I need.
I understand what you need, and I'm trying to just give you some options, so just bear with me. It's also, there's a lot of moving parts on this transaction. I have to keep you happy, but I also have to keep your vendor happy, and there's certain terms that they work within, okay? So I have to keep all parties happy, and I hope you appreciate my frankness. So
right
now I've got a great approval for you. I understand that you've already purchased equipment from this vendor, correct?
Correct.
And you purchased it recently, and there's kind of a cash flow issue to finish these final pieces, correct?
Correct.
So what I can do is I can fund you up to $15,000, so essentially almost all the equipment you're needing that you've already purchased, and give you some additional liquidity. That is the smartest and the most professional way to do this transaction. There is one other option. Here's the other option. We work with a lender that can do these one-off deals where they will allow equipment to be put inside of a truck that they don't own. If they do this transaction, it's not up to me, it's up to your vendor. I will have to talk to your vendor because this lender has equipment dealers signed a lot of paperwork. And to be blunt with you, a lot of these equipment dealers, which I do not blame them, are not comfortable signing this paperwork because it's a very iffy line of what they're asked to provide. So my opinion is, I think it's a better thing to give you a true loan, not a Band-Aid solution, give you up to $15,000, and we should hold the title as additional collateral as a startup venture. That doesn't work for you. I can ask your vendor if they're interested in going down that other road, but I do have you an approval for $15,000. Up to $15,000.
Yeah, but see, but that's more than what I need. Like, you know, that sounds okay. I appreciate the what you approve.
Well,
that's way more than I need because I've already paid for those things in the inside. This is just additional.
Correct. That's the whole point. So we would.
Right.
How much have you spent on equipment so thus far?
I've spent a pretty penny on it. I mean, he has this stuff. Some of it I got from him. Some of it I got from somewhere else.
What's the total cost?
It's less than $15,000.
What? Oh, it's the total is less than $15,000 that you've spent. So how much do you think you spent thus far?
Probably about $10,000.
$10,000. Okay. And how much does this other equipment cost?
Another $3,000.
Okay, and these are recent purchases that you've done within the last few weeks, I assume, correct?
Yes, last month or so.
Okay, so last month, it really depends. That's kind of on the iffy side. So, like I said, I got to keep your vendor happy and make sure all the wheels turn. That's my role here. But basically, if I can make all the wheels tall, the max I can do is 15. If you've done 10 already, I could potentially reimburse you for all those costs without having your vendor sign additional paperwork. That is probably the best fit for you here. And basically how that work is this. If we did a reimbursement for the $13,000, we'd give the vendor $10,000. We'd give you the 10 grand you've already paid. We'd give the vendor the 3 grand. We'd hold the truck as additional collateral. There's nothing insidious about this. Even for existing businesses, we additionally traditionally hold the titles because the equipment is inside the vehicle. That is my opinion on what's the best route. But if it doesn't work for you, you can always call the vendor and say, hey, look, here are some options. Those are kind of the two options that I have right now. I am not usually... Go ahead.
It just sounds like, you know, why would I reimburse something that I've already paid for? You know what
because
I mean?
Because jumping
in and then jumping out. You know, I just need the trustworthy to be within 3 grand instead of 15 grand. It's just, you know, because it's already paid for. And so I would just want to just make the small payments back for the 3 grand and then move on. That's all I wanted to
do. The approval? 15,
you know,
The approval, there's certain limits on the approval. I'm not trying to say, if we did 3 grand, what I'm saying is, if we did 3 grand, we would, on this specific approval, we would still require the truck as additional collateral because the equipment goes inside the vehicle.
That's just something that I think that's way over the top. I mean, it's worth, you know, with everything now, it's worth over $30,000.
Okay.
So why would I leave that as collateral to get $3,000?
All right. So let me give. Do you mind if I give you my thoughts without pressing on you?
Yeah, go ahead.
And there's no push on me. Just, you know, I've worked with thousands of restaurant owners. We're highly rated online, and I have a very personal relationship with my customers. Every customer comes to me and tells me, and I take everything with a grain of salt because I'm here to help them. And the bottom line is, I have you approved. I just have a huge issue with going to your vendor and asking them to sign paperwork, and I've got to disclose that to them. I can't try to sneak it by them. I have a partnership with them, and I've got to say, hey, look, here's what you're looking at. But here's my thought process. Every business owner comes to me and they say, hey, look, Ruben, I'm going to pay this off in 3 months. I'm sure you understand that, correct?
Definitely.
That's what everyone tells me. I'm going to pay this off in 3 or 6 months. Half of these customers come back to me a few months later and say, Ruben, we got some cash flow issues. We need to bring out some additional equity. And for many business owners, it is almost impossible in today's day and age to borrow cash. Most businesses succeed or fail based on their liquidity their first 12 months. That's just the facts. So in my opinion, right now, you're in a spot where you need a few grand. And hey, look, I'm going to do my job after we hang up on this phone call, and I'm going to ask your vendor and go to this partner lender of ours, it's not our money, by the way, and see if they'll entertain putting this equipment there. But my opinion is, if someone, especially a startup business, cash is king. And having some additional liquidity to help them run their ventures, that's why it makes sense.
Okay, let me explain to you how I feel it is, okay? That's the one who's diving in with a blindfold. I already have a clientele that's already waiting upon me. You know, this is not my first adventure in dealing with the public. I've been in food service for over 21 years. I already have a clientele waiting upon me. I just need another extra piece of equipment. And I thought it would be where you would see, especially from the vendor's point of view, because I got most of my equipment from this vendor. So he know what I came in and I done.
Okay.
He got money for all the equipment that I was going to go with a different vendor for certain other parts, but me and him got a deal together where I paid for all the equipment that's in there now.
Okay.
So all I wanted to do was get a trust issue of another small amount of $3,000 to cover the rest. So I know you approved me for 15, and I appreciate you approving me for 15.
You don't have to appreciate it. It's my job.
But the issue is, I don't need 15 grand. That's just like if I try to get approved for a home, and I know I can afford $100,000, and they say I'll just approve you for $200,000.
Okay,
but I don't want a $200,000 home. I just wanted a $100,000 home because that's what I can afford.
But here's my concern.
Why I only want 3 grand is because I don't want to get into a $16,000 issue. And then if I did decide to have issues financially, I didn't want to say, okay, now we got to revoke some things or get something reprogrammed. 3 grand, I can afford. 3 grand, I can pay monthly, and I could be done. See, if you had a contract saying that I got 3 grand, you're charging me, say, 150 a month, okay? 150 a month is no problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? 150 a month is no problem. So if I'm paying 150 a month to pay off $3,000, there shouldn't be an issue anywhere. Now, if I had a loan of $15,000 and my payment was $300 and then the issue came up, that would be harder to cover than 150. You understand what I'm saying?
I actually understand and respect what you're saying, but I also have to kind of give you the facts, and it's my job. So right now what's going on is this. So I understand you reached out to some other vendors, and I don't own Bank of Cardiff. I just work here. But I understand you worked with some other vendors on, and you asked them for financing, correct?
Say that one more time.
You worked with some other vendors, and you asked them for financing, correct?
Some of the vendors that I've dealt with, they were trying to kind of do the same situation. So I bust my booty, and I worked, and I worked, and I worked, and I paid cash. Cash is king.
Because they wouldn't approve you because it was a new business, correct?
No. I mean, I talked to one vendor to get a loan, and they didn't want to take that risk because they said within 2 years, company crumbles, and et cetera, et cetera. So I postponed it. This was years ago. Okay? So now I grind, and I got it together for the last 10 years. I put all my eggs in one basket and got it done.
Okay?
Because I worked for someone else, and I built my own clientele through this other person. So getting this small amount, I mean, I put that together. I don't owe anything on my trailer at all. I have a clean bill and everything. I don't owe no one anything. That's why I was saying to get a small loan for $3,000, that person should be like, well, he's paying his bills, he's grind, he's got it together, he hasn't been late on things. So $3,000.
Okay, all right, so let me explain
someone
something.
Someone lends somebody $3,000, they should be like, okay, $3,000 is not bad. I can get him.
Okay, so let me take the opportunity to explain the file. And there's no pressure from me, just so you know, but it's my job to kind of tell customers about programs. And you did apply for credit this year. You went to a company called First Lease on June 16th.
That was the same one inside the same building as he, and he suggested that. And you was the second one. The first one, they talked to me, and they went, you know, because he said, well, you know what, if you want that other piece of equipment, I have a person. Well, we have two people in-house. One is that one, the one that you know about, and I talked to them, and then he said, and then I got another one in case they don't want to lend you the small amount.
Okay, so
I talked to them, and they was like, I need at least 2 years for you to be in your company, and then we'll lend you a small amount like that because we don't want to take a risk with restaurants because that's our restaurant.
So let me
company think in 2 years a company will go under.
So yeah, let me explain kind of the standard for the general business lending for equipment financing and leasing. And just so you know, I'm paid, I'm rewarded whether you fund a unit or not. So there's no material difference to me whether you fund $13,000, $350,000, or $3,000, and that's the bottom line. I fund transactions that are all over the map here. So here's kind of the data. Right now, most companies will not start a conversation for any type of financing for new business. They won't touch it. I have friends that work at traditional equipment finance companies. They cannot touch anything under 2 years in business. It doesn't even matter what your credit is. You can have an 800 credit score. Nope, can't do anything. They will not touch anything that is less than 2 years time in business because of the default ratio. Now, I think where you're approaching it from is, hey, it's only a small amount. But from a credit side of point, that really doesn't work because actually, when you look at loan performance, there are more defaults on smaller loans than there are actually on larger loans. I can respect the fact, and I actually have a very similar way of thinking, which is, look, just because someone approves me for a $200,000 house doesn't mean I need to buy a $200,000 house. I can buy a $100,000 house. But here's the way that I see it, and don't take this the wrong way. You're telling me, hey, look, I report to a credit department and an underwriter, so I'm kind of the filter here. You're telling me, hey, look, I've got clients good to go. I just need this final piece. You paid for the equipment. You paid for it. But let me tell you what the underwriters, I know what they're going to say to me if I come to them with that argument. They're going to say, hey, Ruben, here's your customer's argument. They're a new business. They're spent all their liquidity. Now, I know the child support issue, it's not under your control, but there's a tremendous amount of money past due on the credit report. And the challenge is, especially when the credit is lower, your ability to access capital if something happens is very limited. So if I come to them and I say, hey, look, here's the argument, they're going to spit something back at me 9 times out of 10. They're going to say, well, look, your argument is that this business owner is completely paid for a free and clear trailer, has all these customers lined up, but they can't prove anything. They can't prove that your customers will pay you. They can't prove that things will go well. They can't prove that. I can tell them that, but they can't prove that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to your vendor later today, and I'm going to let them know that you're approved. I'm going to see if he's comfortable and or if this partner lender of ours will do just the equipment by itself. I don't know the answer to that. If it works, great. If it doesn't, you know, at least, you know, you don't have to use our funding. There's no harm for it, no foul. At least you have an approval. In my opinion, though, just my opinion, Antonio, can you hear me okay?
I hear you okay.
I've been in this business for a very, very long time. And the challenge that I've seen, and I have restaurant owners that are coming to me just on the same scale. I have a customer right now in Los Angeles. They did your thing on a huge other scale. They bought their building. They own it. They're debt-free. They own their entire building. They own a huge restaurant. They ran out of money. And so now they're in scramble mode. And they asked me the same question. They said, hey, look, they got actually a much larger approval. They did about $175,000 of equipment. And they said, hey, look, Ruben, we only want to borrow exactly what I need. I said, you know what? That's fine. I really don't care. I'm not here. Like I said, I get paid in originations in terms of units, not dollar volume. So do whatever you want. But when they actually thought about it, they thought over a weekend. They came back to me. It's actually this Monday. And they said, hey, look, we thought about it. If we just finance this equipment, if we actually don't roll everything we've recently purchased in, what are we going to be in? Well, we're going to be in a position where we have our whole restaurant paid for in zero liquidity, zero cash. And if anything happens, we're really screwed. And that's the truth. The truth is, I actually respect you as a person. You put your heart and soul, I can tell this, into opening this business. You worked your tail off to... Hello?
I say hello. I got you.
You paid...
Okay, let me save you a little bit of breath. Okay, basically, bottom line is, I put things in this order because I want to be my own boss, okay? And okay. Do you think I'm going to jeopardize working for someone else? Once you go boss, you don't go back to employee. Now, if I was an employee working for someone, and now I have the opportunity to be my own boss, I stood in the shadows and learned every little nick from A to Z on how to run a respectable business and go on to the next move. Now, you have a food truck first, and this is not a small little window. I have an 18.5-foot to 20-foot trailer, like a portable kitchen rolling down the road. Okay, and the next step is going to be a building, which I got that in process as well. So if I'm going to let $3,000 stand in between the next stepping stone, that's not going to stop me from what I got to do.
Look, I never said it was. I never said it was. All I'm telling you is that I can ask. It's not just making you happy. It's also making your vendor happy. And you have to appreciate the fact that I can't force anything. I can only share my experience. And I'm going to get back to you on Monday. I know they won't make a decision today, but I can get back to you Monday. And the reality is, and look, I'm not here to fight with a business owner. I don't have conflicting relationships. I have thousands of awesome reviews.
No. I kind of sympathize with you. Very small, but I do sympathize for you. Okay, but you just told me a story of a person owning a building,
yeah,
and they pay cash for it, and yeah, and you want to get them a certain amount of money. I'm not at that.
No, it's not the same thing.
I'm
the point is,
up the road that I have a business that no one can take away from me. That's
well,
all
that here's the look. So when, like, you're asking for like bottom line numbers, and I can tell you, here's the fear from a credit department. With a new business, we have a lot of customers that borrow money from us, and within 3 months, don't pay us. They don't even pick up their phone. Let me speak. They do not pick up their phone. They do not pick up their phone. They refuse to pick up their phone.
Because they feel bad because they sit there and told that basically they had almost the same go ghetto as I'm putting on you, and you've heard it.
I've heard it a million times.
Someone think that they got the ultimate game going, and they're going to make tons of money. Within the next few months, they're going to be a millionaire, and they're going to make all this money.
And they
want that small piece from you, and then they can move forward. But then in 3 months' time, they're not making that money, and you call them to look for the first payment, and they can't make it.
No.
But here's a whole different guy right here.
But let me give you the flip side. The problem is this. Like I said, it's not my funding. There's another partner lender I work with that has their own process. They're very, and so I'll talk with your vendor and I'll talk with them Monday and see what can be done. But the inherent challenge here is this. When the credit is lower, people, and look, I've learned this the right way, the hard way. People do need a reason to pick up the phone. They do need a reason to talk to us. And the problem is that the idea that it's only $3,000 doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold water because from a credit standpoint, they would rather invest in one $30,000 transaction than 10 $3,000 transactions.
Of course, because they can get more money back. The more money that I lend, the more that they can
No, wrong.
I borrowed $10,000 and they gave me my contract to pay off $10,000, they're going to make at least $15,000.
Antonio, the numbers are wrong, and B, that's not what I'm getting at. No one's here to take advantage of anyone. The reason why they'd rather fund a 30,000, it's the same amount of money back. If you lend 10 times 3 or one $30,000 transaction, it's the same amount of money back. It's just A plus B. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. It's the same math. The challenge is that with smaller transactions, they do default. And the entire issue here is this. I'm more than happy. It's my job to see what other options are available there for you. But I'll also tell you my 2 cents. And I think restaurant vendors share the sentiment. The biggest issue that I experience with new businesses, even customers with 800 credit scores, is within 3 to 6 months, they are not paying. And they're not paying because they're bad people. It's because things come up that are out of their control. You can have the best business plan in the world. You can have the best business plan. That doesn't mean things...
I know, but... Okay, let me interrupt just once more. Okay, we're saying the same thing over and over again. Okay, I just heard it, you know, say it at the 3 months, everybody's struggling, da 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 da. So
yes,
I tell you what. Let me just put a stamp on it right now. I tell you what. Just how I got the prior balance for my trailer. I just take a time out on you right now. Go ahead, don't even waste your time trying to get another vendor for that small amount. I just postpone what I need to do, and I just make the $3,000 and go ahead and pull forward myself. Okay, so go ahead. I appreciate you, but I just postpone it, and I just make me another. I just work for someone else again for a couple months, and then I go ahead and grind and get it again, and then I'll be.
Yeah, I can ask, but the bottom line is on my approval. Look, do what you wish. I have an approval for you. If you want me to ask, I can ask. It's my job, but I won't do anything without your okay.
Okay.
So how about you think about it and you let me know on Monday?
All right.
Fair enough. Thank you so much. I'll let your vendor know we spoke.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.